You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you next.
Well, besides me and all the Eagles fans being happy with the Super Bowl results, another one that was the Nevada Sportsbook, guys. The state sports, they won a net of $22.1 million on this Super Bowl. That's the most ever, according to the Nevada Gaming Control Board. The record haul for Nevada Sportsbook comes despite a significant drop in the amount wagered. Approximately $151 million was bet on this year's Super Bowl. That's a 20% decrease from last year. That's pretty surprising. The $151 million is the lowest amount wagered on the NFL championship since 2021. And now the betting on the big game, relatively balanced, you know, between Eagles and Chiefs. What really people took a bath on were the prop bets.
Saquon.
Exactly. There you go. Saquon Barkley, they had scoring a touchdown. We know that didn't happen. The Nevada Sportsbook's another big winner in this Super Bowl.
Yeah, like usual. Charlie?
Guys, Anthony Rendon, I mean, Steve, you and I were kind of joking about this earlier, signed a seven-year, $245 million contract with the Angels back after the 2019 season when the Nationals ripped my heart out and took down my Astros in seven games of the 2019 World Series. So Anthony Rendon at that point was one of the best third basemen in baseball. He signed a gigantic contract with the Angels. He has played, I'm going to give you the numbers here. Since 2021, home runs, Anthony Rendon 13, IL stints 13. It gets worse. Games played, 2016, 156, 2017, 147, 2018, 136, 2019, 146. And then the last 4 years with the Angels, 2021, 58 games played, 2022, 47 games played, 2023, 43 games played, 2024, 57 games played. SpotTrack had a great tweet about this. Anthony Rendon's latest hip injury, and this is where it all kind of ties in, because the Angels GM today said that he's having hip surgery and will be out long term. Right before the start of the baseball season. That's kind of interesting timing there. That seven-year contract is going to end this year, and Anthony Rendon's time in L.A. has just been an absolute nightmare for poor Angels fans. And SpotTrack's tweet, if his time in L.A. is in fact over and he doesn't play at all this season with his hip injury that he's going to be out long term with, Anthony Rendon saw time in just 257 out of a possible 1,032 games, earning over $228 million in that time. Good. Is that one of the worst contracts in professional sports history?
It's got to be. It's got to be.
I mean, realistically, I know it's definitely one of the worst in baseball history.
Yeah, and normally that's where it would land in baseball. Now, again, a lot of people say that Deshaun Watson deal financially would rank up there. But, man, that one, Charlie, is really unreal.
Poor Angels fans.
Yep. Spring camp has opened for LSU, so to speak, and they've updated their roster. And guess who's made the change? Juwan Johnson, who was a defensive back and listed at running back, is now listed as a quarterback on LSU's football team.
What?
And if you remember, Juwan, he actually came on the show with us right before the start of summer camp. He was a quarterback in high school, totaled over 14,000 yards, total offense, 171 total touchdowns. Interesting now that he is listed as a quarterback on the depth chart for the Tigers. Are they going to build maybe a package for Juwan Johnson to play short yardage goal line with him using his running skills? Because I've always felt he was really more an offensive player than a defensive guy. I always felt he would probably end up playing slot receiver or something like that. Interesting, though, that he starts spring camp at quarterback.
Maybe LSU's got their own Swiss Army knife.
Might well be. I know one thing, man, with the ball underneath his arms, he's sort of magic. He was in high school. So we'll see how this works out for Juwan Johnson.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.